Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. So this little quick bit I'm going to do now is just mainly a response to a comment that was put on my previous Boo about outdoor gear and the price increases. Bernie Goldback, who is Top Gold, he quickly asked me if I would write in the description the like an itemization of the kit that I've been talking about. So I thought I'd just quickly do a Boo now. So the stuff that I'm about to try and describe just off the top of my head now would be kit that you would class as like three season kit. So from spring, summer, fall, autumn. And so it's not four season kit, so you wouldn't use all this in winter. But on like a regular backpacking trip, so say I'm going away for a couple of nights perhaps, on my feet, I would have some boots that would maybe cost in between £150 to £250. And the price has increased vastly on that. Obviously, you've got socks on your feet, maybe £15, believe it or not, £20 for a pair of socks. Trousers, the ones that I've just bought, were around about £70. You'd need waterproof trousers as well. So that's another £80. Whatever underwear you takes your fancy. A base layer, some sort of like cotton or whatever fibre you choose, but you're probably looking around about £25 to £35 for a reasonably priced base layer. Then you would need a fleece. You'd probably be looking at, well, you can go anything from a cheaper one from about £15 up to a ridiculous one for £100 perhaps. And then you'd want a waterproof jacket. So I was describing one yesterday that's cost £89, but you can pay upwards of, you could go all the way up to £300 if you really wanted to, if you wanted an all singing, all dancing. Maybe you take gloves and you perhaps pay £30 to £50 for some gloves. A hat, you could probably pay £30 again. So that's just the clothing, that's all you're wearing. And if there is any people out there that are backpackers as well, please feel free to add any other suggestions or things that I've missed out in the comment section of this Boo. So on your back, you'd be carrying your tent. So I bought one that was £100. You can pay, well, you can go up to £400 for a lightweight backpacking tent. And the one that I've got is 1.2 kilos. And that's a reasonable like entry level backpacking tent. You can get them now that are about 800 grams, and just as it gets lighter and lighter, the thinner the fabric, so perhaps less durable. You're carrying that tent in a backpack, so you could pay anything from, well, £50 maybe to £200 again just for a backpack to carry all your things in. And then you would have a sleeping bag. And depending on how cold you anticipate it to be, you could use a summer sleeping bag for around about £40. And something that would take you into the colder nights of autumn, maybe you could pay £200 for a really top-of-the-range, awesome down sleeping bag. Then you would need a sleeping mat. And I think gone are the days of these little foam mats that I used to use when we were doing the expeditions in Army Cadets. Now it's the blow-up inflating, self-inflating, all-singing, all-dancing mats that cost anything from around about £50 for a cheap one that might not last that long to £100. And then, what else? I'm doing this on off the top of my head now. You would need some sort of hydration bladder to carry your water in, so another £25-30 there. Depending on where you're going, you'd need purification means to purify water, so you perhaps need a water filter, which maybe costs £40. You would need a stove to heat up your food, so you can pay anything from just a cheap one, £15, up to, well, some meths stoves that maybe are £100. So all in all, the little quick survey we did on Twitter, some people basically said, say if they were going on a weekend trip, they could be wearing and carrying upwards of £2,500 worth of gear. And I would be a little bit more conservative and say maybe myself I would have around about £1,500 worth of gear on me if you take into account rechargeable solar chargers and DSLR cameras and phones. And it's just crazy money, okay?